Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ilhan Omar is supporting the pro-genocide students at Columbia. We've now been told that for the rest of this year, basically the calendar year, up until graduation, they're going online learning at Columbia because the University of Columbia has lost total control of their campus and is complete and utter chaos. Now, we also know who's behind paying for these violent and extremist events. I'm going to have that for you in a second. But I want you to hear what Ilhan Omar says about the Jewish students at Columbia University. This is a member of the United States Congress. Listen carefully.
How do you think this will translate to the Jewish students who are facing anti-Semitism here on campus?
So I actually met a lot of Jewish students that are in the encampment. And I think it is really unfortunate that people don't care about the fact that all Jewish kids should be kept safe and that we should not have to tolerate anti-Semitism or bigotry for all Jewish students, whether they are pro-genocide or anti-genocide.
I'm sorry. I think it's really unfortunate that people don't care about the fact that all Jewish kids should be kept safe. And then she says, I just got to read this correctly. We should not have to tolerate anti-Semitism or bigotry for all Jewish students, whether they are pro-genocide or anti-genocide. So Ilhan Omar just said that Jewish students at Columbia should be protected even if they are pro-genocide. Did you hear that? I actually met a lot of Jewish students, she says, that are in the encampments. I don't believe that. And I think it's really unfortunate that people don't care about the fact that all Jewish kids should be kept safe. So the Jewish kids are in the encampment that are pro-genocide, killing all Jews, and they're Jewish. She's saying, well, they should be protected. This is a member of the United States Congress who is out there saying this right now. And she's walking around campus. Now, this is completely different than what Mike Johnson had to say. The Speaker of the House went to Columbia University to look these radical anti-Semites who want to go back to Hitler, the time of Hitler in World War II, and get rid of all the Jews. I'm glad that the Speaker of the House went, by the way. He should have gone and said very clearly, we are not going to stand for this. These universities should be held accountable for what they are doing right now. And what Johnson said at Columbia University, and you can hear the kids in the background screaming and yelling at him, is something that every elected official should be saying. Unfortunately, it is not what is being said at all in this country because of people like Ilhan Omar and others that are sitting there. Take a listen.
Let me say this very simply. No American of any color or creed should ever have to live under those kinds of threats. That is not who we are in this country. Sadly, Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule, to overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion. They have co-opted First Amendment arguments to protect genocide and to elevate the voices of anti-Semitism. They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe. We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks. Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested. And I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos. As Speaker of the House, I am committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home from their classes hiding in fear. In the House of Representatives, we've already acted to address anti-Semitism on campuses. We have passed a number of statutes to address this matter, and we call upon the U.S. Senate to act upon our legislation.
Now, Johnson immediately taking massive heat for calling for a president of a university that's lost total control over campus, that is not keeping Jewish students safe, and has also been pretty clear that she's not a big fan of the Jewish people. So when Johnson said this, he was immediately challenged, right? Aaron Burnett over at CNN gets in the speaker's face. Well, hold on, Mr. Speaker. Why do you need to get involved in the removal of a president of a private university? Listen to this.
Is there anything Israel could do that would be over the line for you? Because when you talk about stamping it out, I mean, many innocent children have died and are dying at Israel's hands and the IDF.
They have. There have been civilians murdered, but that is not the fault of Israel. It's the fault of the terrorists, the Hamas operators and soldiers. The terrorists who have used these people and put them into harm's way. Israel, I'm convinced, is doing its very best to prevent civilian casualties. But this is a war, and they're fighting for their very existence. And they are not the aggressors. It is the other side. Some of the people here seem not to understand that, and I think that's a real problem. We can debate the merits of all these things, but what they're doing here is intimidating Jewish students. That's the thing that is so problematic.
All right, so let me ask you about that, because when it comes to that, the NYPD, at least as of Monday, said they've not received a single call from Columbia University of reports of any physical harm.
Well,
no physical harm.
Right, but you have to speak to these Jewish students who are in fear of their lives, who are cowering in their apartments right now, who are not coming to class. In fact, the administration recognized the threat was so great, they canceled classes. Now they've come out with this hybrid idea. Well, if you're Jewish, maybe you do want to stay at home. Maybe it'd be better off for you. But it's so discriminatory. It's so wrong in every way. The responsibility of a university administrator is to keep peace on campus and ensure the safety of students. Job number one. If they're incapable of doing that, then you need different leadership. I think this is time for a really strong hand.
I'm trying to understand, though, why, as Speaker of the House, this is an issue you would want to get involved with. It's a private university. It's an issue happening here. Why is this something that you are choosing to get involved in and calling for the removal of a president of a private university?
Well, they receive federal funding as well. And Congress is looking at all of these aspects to determine how they're using those funds. Is that appropriate? If they can't fulfill their basic obligations, I don't think the American taxpayers want to be funding this kind of thing. We know that professors are engaging in this as well, some of the professors. Some have been supportive of the Jewish students, but I believe it's a small subset from what I've told. They've allowed this to go on, and it is not okay with the American people. This isn't a partisan issue. This is about right and wrong, and we've got to call it for what it is.
And so when people talk about genocide and say that Israel is engaging in genocide, Do you think that that is a legitimate conversation that they should be allowed to have as part of First Amendment rights here?
Well, of course. Look, I was a First Amendment lawyer for 20 years. I went to the courts and defended our First Amendment freedoms, religious expression, the right of free speech on campus. I litigated those cases. Of course, the university is supposed to be the free marketplace of ideas. But when you shout down and physically threaten with intimidation and threats of violence the other side, that is not a peaceful expression, peaceful exchange of ideas. That's something very different, and that's what we're saying they need to get control of. When they camp out around the campus and they prevent students from exercising their rights, that's the problem.
By the way that he described that is why he should be involved, spot on. There's also one other part of this, and it's about the funding. And we did a show earlier this week where I talked about where some of the funding is coming from. But George Soros, we now know, is paying many of these student radicals who are fueling this nationwide explosion of Israel-hating protests. This now coming from the New York Post. George Soros and his hard-left allies are paying agitators who are fueling the explosion of radical anti-Israel protests at colleges across the country. The protests, which began when students took over Columbia University, and why did they pick New York? Because all the national media is there, and it was going to be easy to get free press last week, and then it mushroomed nationwide. Copycat tent cities have been set up at colleges including Harvard, Yale, Berkeley, The Ohio State, Emory University in Georgia, and all of them organized by branches of a Soros-funded Students for Justice in Palestine, known as SJP. And at some, students have clashed with police. Now, let me give you all of the different places where they're paid protesters, okay? So you understand this is where they're paid. MIT, Harvard, Emerson, Tufts, Yale, Cornell, University of Rochester, University of Pittsburgh, Ohio State University, George Washington University, Emory University, University of Texas at Dallas, University of Texas at Austin, University of Minnesota, Northwestern, Cal Poly, University of California, USC. That is just to name a few. And paid protesters are showing up at these universities. Now, the SPJ parent organization has been funded by a network of nonprofits, ultimately funded by, among others, Soros, the billionaire left-wing investor. At three colleges, the protests are being encouraged by paid radicals who are quote-unquote fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. Now, this group provides up to $7,800 for its community-based fellows and between $2,880 to $3,660 for its campus-based fellows in return for spending 8 hours a week organizing campaigns led by Palestinian organizations. If you think all this is organic, you're wrong. This is all being paid for by these radicals on the left. That's who's behind this. That's who's paying for it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
I want to dive into this specific point about these anti-Semitic, not just rhetoric, but threats against Jewish students on college campuses. The FBI, we are now being told this morning, is working with colleges specifically to warn of the anti-Semitic threats, violence amid the protests. This coming from The Hill, they were talking about this, The Hill publication. I want you to listen to what they had to say.
War press protesters across college campuses continue as more arrests happened last night. College presidents are fighting to quell these protests, but could they just end up like former Harvard president Claudine Gay, who was forced to step down after backlash on how she handled anti-Semitism on that college campus?
Yeah, I mean, it's entirely possible. We're hearing from a number of lawmakers right now calling on the president of Columbia to step down because of these protests that are taking place on campus and because of this anti-Semitism that is right now rampant on these college campuses. And, you know, today, Speaker Mike Johnson is actually planning to go to Columbia, go to the city, and he's holding a press conference where he's going to talk about this rampant anti-Semitism on campus and take questions about it. So it's possible that he could join the chorus of voices calling on the Columbia president to resign. But look, this is becoming a real big issue on Capitol Hill. We saw New York Republicans on Columbia's campus earlier this week. We saw a number of Jewish Democrats visit Columbia earlier this week. Now we're seeing the Speaker of the House, second in line to the presidency, to visit Columbia. This is really becoming a big issue in Washington when lawmakers return to the Capitol next week. I think it's very possible we'll see some legislation about this, absolutely increased conversations about this. And we'll remember back after that anti-Semitism hearing, that's when Claudine Gay stepped down from her presidency at Harvard. It was after that questioning by Elise Stefanik. So Congress has really had a big role to play in this conversation about anti-Semitism on college campuses, and I don't expect that to wane anytime soon.
Anytime soon. So the question is, not only is the FBI now having to work with these colleges, but why is it that so many of these college, not just professors, but presidents and the staff and the board's not doing more to stop the anti-Semitism. I can explain it. It's because they're the ones that have been teaching it. You look at the president of Columbia University. She is an individual that said you should have understanding, in essence, for the terrorists after 9/11. That was after 9/11, 2001. She's been more radicalized since then, from 2001 to 2024. She's not backing down. Which brings me to the other part of this conversation that's so important. The FBI director says now that not only are the agencies sharing intelligence to prevent violence on college campuses, but they're very concerned over the people that are at these events. Here is what Christopher Wray had to say, and it's a more of an extended cut. We talked about a little bit of this earlier, but I want you to hear how concerned he is. He's obviously very concerned about what's happening on college campuses and the people specifically that are allowed to stay there and camp there, set up their own crazy city, in essence. And these administrators are not stopping these bad actors from coming in.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence. And since October 7th, that number has gone up quite substantially.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence with campuses, with state and local law enforcement, but we don't monitor protests.
We don't monitor protests. Now, Christopher Wray telling Lester Holt the FBI doesn't monitor the college campus protests, but it is sharing intelligence about specific threats of violence with law enforcement on college campuses, which is very much a contradictory statement there. Now, I'm glad that the FBI director is admitting there's a real problem and we're seeing this all over the country. I'm glad that he's sharing this intel. But what we're witnessing on these college campuses right now is, and the fact that there are people that are still giving to these college campuses are just one of the most insane things I've ever seen. The other problem is these college campuses now are not having to teach any type of quality education. It's now just a place for people to go and be kumbaya. Why? Because the government's now giving away all of this money to buy votes and is paying off student loan debts. Let me give you another example of what I'm talking about here. We now have found out that the Biden loan payoff program paid off the loan of a violinist to the tune of $250,000. Now, this is your tax dollars. This isn't some random bank account that doesn't exist or that doesn't have anything to do with you. This is your tax dollars. Take a listen.
Yesterday, Primetime introduced you to Joel the violinist, the man who went to school for 9 years, only to learn that playing the fiddle wouldn't cover his student loans. So Joel told Business Insider he had to make a choice. Quit music and get a real job, or just let his debt stack up. Easy decision. Joel kept jamming, throwing the majority of his debt into forbearance and then just paying the bare minimum for 20 years. He racked up $250,000 debt. That was until Biden took your tax dollars and paid it off. But music isn't the only thing that drives Joel. He loves meditation. And now he says he's got his financial freedom and he wants to fund important long-term goals like studying meditation in India. Biden's America has become Neverland. People don't have to grow up. The audience, not having it. You guys texted us. I would say you're frustrated. You're paying for Joel, the downward dog across the world. So we had to dig deeper into who this is and what he's really doing with our money. For starters, Joel's tunes are DEI. His concerts focus on underrepresented artists. And he's got more musical talents than just violin. He says, quote, I can booty pop. I'm no Beyonce, but I can do it. Not joking. So don't worry, America. Your money is in good hands.
So this dude went to college for 9 years. 9 years. He racked up $250,000 of debt. And your tax dollars just went to pay this idiot the $250,000 that he owed, pay it off, so that he could waste 9 years of his life doing a job that everybody could have told him was not going to be able to cover the $250,000, much less make a living. So now he can live his best life, he says, right? Well, I bet you he was living a pretty good life during those 9 years when he was screwing around in college. You want to guess who this guy is going to vote for? What do you bet that this guy is going to vote for Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden just spent $250,000 of your money. You are the taxpayer to pay for this guy to screw around and meditate and be a violinist in college for 9 years. And he's somehow the victim, not you. The person that just paid off the $250,000 in student loan debt and the almost decade he spent in school as a, quote, meditating musician. This is Biden's America.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
All right, I want to also get to something else here, and it deals with the economy. You may have seen that, I mean, the Dow was down like 600 points at some point, which was shocking, and we're now learning more about what's happening. The White House is coming out defending the terrible economic news. White House brought out their top guy, Bernstein, who said that Biden's economy is, quote, great, and we will defend it all day long. This is grocery inflation, according to Consumer Price Index, has been zero, they say, for the past 2 months. Well, guess what? You're paying countless dollars more now for groceries than you did a year, two, 3 years ago, and everybody knows it. So the White House just flat out lying to your face. Listen to this.
Now, we've seen a lot of news about energy from this president, you know, limiting LNG exports when it comes to future permits to non-free trade agreements. You've seen the Alaska Wildlife Refuge taking 13.3 million acres off the table. That's putting pressure on gas prices, which have been inching up over the past month. And we've seen overall CPI inflation go up, maybe because of that. Are you worried that inflation is not gone, first of all, and, you know, it's here to stay?
We have a lot more work to do on lowering costs on behalf of the American people, and that is absolutely at the heart of our agenda, whether it's negotiating lower prescription drug prices, capping the price of insulin at $35 a month, saving millions of Americans $800 a year on their insurance coverage. Our work is definitely
done. Jared, lowering those costs are only for a small portion of Americans. You know, a lot of Americans are feeling all the gas prices going up. They're feeling, you know, a 19% increase in all items, grocery items up 21% since President Biden came into office. This is what people are feeling.
Hold on. Let's unwrap a lot of that, because I do want to get to the gas gas price. So grocery inflation, at least according to the Consumer Price Index, has been zero for the past 2 months. Now, that doesn't mean that grocery prices are back to where we'd like to see them, but grocery inflation has flattened a great deal, and that certainly helps, especially at a time when people's paychecks are beating prices. Again, 13 months in a row, in a year-over-year basis, mid-wage workers' wages have beat prices. Their buying power is going up. Now, let's talk about gas. So one of the things that...
I just have to laugh here for a second. The stats, as he's saying this, are up on the screen. As the White House is lying to them, like, well, hold on. I mean, things are great. Right? We'll defend this economy all day long. We think it's amazing. How many of you think it's amazing? The majority of Americans, by the way, do not believe that things are amazing right now, because we're seeing that Bidenomics clearly equals major inflation, and everybody knows it. We're witnessing it right now. In fact, Bloomberg put it this way on Bloomberg TV earlier today.
This isn't going to make for great reading this morning in the Oval Office, is it? Bidenomics equals inflation. That is not what Bidenomics, the narrative, was supposed to land with.
Well, that's not what it represents. And look, I understand this is your poll. You're gonna promote it, but I think overall,
I love this. Gene Sperling is White House. Okay, he's a White House guy. The guy, he's like, well, this is your poll, right? The polling shows the American people believe that Bidenomics is a disaster and that the president is not paying attention to just how bad it is in this country economically. And so his response is, well, this is your poll at Bloomberg. And this, you guys are, you're promoting your poll. Okay. So you're saying at the same time, screw you to the American people, right? That's what you're saying. Am I wrong? You're saying, well, I don't care what the poll says and the American people are hurting. The American people, we don't care that they're saying that Bidenomics isn't working very well. We're going to keep running with this. Now, Bloomberg also came up with this. Listen to this. 3/4 of swing state voters say that Biden is responsible for how they feel about the economy right now. And Trump has increased his leads over Biden in swing states.
And a majority of swing state voters, Manistee, worsening economic conditions in the coming months. So that doesn't spell optimism for the Biden camp. Less than one in five respondents say they expect inflation and interest rates to be lower by the end of the year. And then more than three quarters say that Biden is responsible for how they feel about the economy, which isn't a very good mood. And more than half said that he is very responsible.
More than half say he's very responsible, and three quarters say, yeah, it's Biden, is responsible for how they feel about the economy. So the numbers are coming out. The numbers are clear. The American people are holding Joe Biden accountable for Bidenomics, and they're holding them accountable for how bad things are right now in this country. Janet Yellen coming out, Treasury Secretary, saying we have to have a sustainable fiscal policy. And President Biden is committed to that. Really? Because you guys are spending $1 trillion every 100 day with a Biden budget. Right? So this is the promise. Now, the president is even out there today saying that we got to get things under control in Syracuse, New York. All right? And what did he have to say? He's touting infrastructure. Infrastructure, folks. Listen.
And all folks all over the years, I've asked business leaders like Sanjay, because the other team kept criticizing me for wanting to make these investments, you know, things like the infrastructure bill, which is over $1 trillion. And we're going to have, we have an infrastructure decade coming. Last guy had infrastructure week and never showed up. But
that's your president of the United States of America. The other team kept criticizing me for wanting to make these investments. We have an infrastructure decade coming. Last guy had infrastructure week and never showed up. And the audience laughed. There's your pre-planned line by the president. Now, look, that may work in a room, okay, with people that are paying to see you, paying to be there, wanting to give you money because they believe in socialism. But even listen to the president here saying, quote, we're exporting American jobs. And you're supposed to clap for this.
And it's clear we have the strongest economy in the world. And that's a fact. 15 million new jobs created in 3.5 years. Unemployment hasn't been this low for this long for 50 years. Wages are rising. Instead of importing foreign products, we're exporting and exporting American jobs. We're exporting American products and creating American jobs.
We're exporting American jobs? It's clear we have the strongest economy in the world. Ask the American people. They're not buying the lies that you're telling them right now. They're not buying this idea that you guys are somehow killing it because they're living with these insanely high prices that we're dealing with right now. It is obvious that the president of the United States of America is in real trouble when it comes to the economy and the American people. I'll give you another headline. Biden's gains against Trump vanish on deep economic issues. New poll shows the president is trailing Trump in 6 of 7 swing states as a majority of poll respondents see the economy worsening by the end of the year. And what does he say? He says everything's great. Donald Trump coming out to the media talking about these new numbers as he's stuck in court with clear election interference. Here is what he had to say about Bidenomics.
As you probably have heard, some very big things have happened, but the biggest seems to be that the GDP just announced it's all the way down to 1.6%, and it's heading south. It's going to get worse. Gas prices in California were just also announced that $7.60 gasoline is going way up, energy costs are going way up, and the stock market is, in a sense, crashing. The numbers are very bad. This is Bidenomics. It's catching up with him. It's lucky that it's catching up before he leaves office as opposed to after he leaves office. But this is Bidenomics. It's destroying our country at the border, destroying our country with other countries. They no longer respect the United States. I think the dollar's in tremendous trouble in terms of currency. This is going to be the standard, and it's going to be the standard with me. With Biden, you're going to lose. The dollar is the standard. That'll be like losing the biggest war we've ever lost. And it's a shame, but it's all the way down to 1.6. And I'll tell you, nobody thought that would be possible. And it looks like it's heading down from there.
President Donald Trump telling you the truth. The GDP just announced it's all the way down to 1.6, and it's heading south. Gasoline is going way up. Energy costs are going way up. This is Bidenomics. This, by the way, is what the election is going to be about. This is exactly what it should be about. And when it was announced this morning, calling it stagflation, here's what it sounded like.
At first quarter GDP, the annual rate 1.6% between January and March. The expectation was 2.4%. This is a much lower than anticipated number. As a refresher, the final 3 months of last year, growth was 3.4%. So we're going from 3.4% all the way down to 1.6%. The consumer is slowing down. Inflation remains high. The Atlanta Fed, as of now, has their GDP now number at 2.7. So there you have it, 1.6%. First look at first quarter.
I don't see how Joe Biden overcomes this. And this is exactly why they're going to try to lock up Donald Trump. This is what it's all about. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Share it on social media. Make sure everybody knows what's going on. And I will see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.